Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The unprecedented flash floods in New York and New Jersey is yet another reminder that these extreme storms and the climate crisis are here.
Because of climate change, unfortunately, this is something we're going to have to deal with great regularity.
We're all going to be dealing with this, certainly for the rest of our lives. This challenge is as big as any that we face on a global basis.
It's the end of the world.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
There are many ways of saying who you are and how you feel. Ways that can be so helpful.
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not.
Many people didn't agree with the way that it ended. Okay, so how do we move forward from here?
We're out here expecting, like, this is supposed to be a cakewalk. I mean, this is war.
That's how you can tell when you're grown up inside. You're sure that what you're planning and doing are things that can be a real help to you and your neighbor.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And we got some more Biden cuts to play from his Zoom call with the rabbis. And it's just every day it's crazier and crazier with this guy. And it's just more out of control. And it would be a great episode of The Simpsons if he wasn't running the country and ruining the country and running it into the ground. But he is. And there's a new poll out today. Trump would wallop Biden if election were held today. Six times as many Dems regret their votes. So, in other words, it wouldn't change very much from... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say that. All right. 201 says, maybe the Democrats can borrow that $3.5 trillion from Joe Biden's new rich friends, the Taliban. The Taliban has announced that their main partner now, they just announced this today, is going to be China. Not a surprise, but it's official now. China's going to be calling the shots. They'll be getting the lithium. Maybe they won't have to make fentanyl in China anymore. They can just make real organic, free-range, non-GMO heroin, you know, like the old days. 844-500-4242. The point is about Bernie talking about the billionaires is that as he talks abstractly about the billionaire class, the fact is that at the scale of the U.S. government, Jeff Bezos is a minnow. Bernie's shtick is always us versus them. The reality is that there aren't enough of them, which is why the tax man will be coming back sooner rather than later for the rest of us. That applies on a national scale, and it most certainly applies on a statewide scale here in Massachusetts for the graduated income tax, also known as the millionaire's tax, also known as the tax for everybody. All right. Time now for the chump line.
Yes, is this the Howie Carr helpline? I don't know who else to call. I think I'm having a climate crisis.
Yeah, Joe Biden mentioned the climate crisis today in the context of Ida, because you never let...
The unprecedented flash floods in New York and New Jersey is yet another reminder. These extreme storms and the climate crisis are here. We need to be much better prepared.
And that's why they had some generators that they wanted to get out there. Cut six.
We deployed more than 250 generators.
You know why they deploy the generators, right? Because they're fueled with fossil fuels. We deploy those generators. We want solar generators.
Last night, Bill de Blasio declared a state of emergency for New Yorkers due to flooding. New Yorkers should have declared a state of emergency due to Bill de Blasio.
You know, Bill de Blasio's latest, there's an editorial about it in the New York Post today. First, he's done away with or tried to do away with all the exam schools, just like they want to do up here in Boston with the Boston Latin. Now they're doing away with honor rolls. No more honor rolls. It's bad for the self-esteem of certain groups of people, apparently. The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the words of Edmund Burke, quote, "The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing," unquote. Thankfully, the NazareneFund.org is actively doing something, and we ask you to support their efforts.
Officials report that 21% of the California recall ballots have already been returned. That number is estimated to be 114% by the September 14th deadline.
Right. And of those 2 million ballots, 1,999,995 voted against recalling Gavin Newsom. 5 voted to recall him.
As part of Joe Biden's surrender agreement in Afghanistan, the Taliban have promised to vote against the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom.
I'm sure they have. And they're going to be getting multiple ballots. They're going to be getting ballots at their homes in Kabul and Kandahar, and also at the Air Force Base in West Germany, and also at the Air Force Base in Wisconsin. So they're going to be getting each Afghan Taliban member that's coming into the United States to become a terrorist is going to get four California ballots. Already filled
Hi
out
Howie,
for him.
Governor.
Already filled out for him. Go ahead.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, bragging about your alleged Brown University postcard. You've been promising to post that for years. Who'd you put in charge of releasing it? John Durham? We're going to be fine.
I think I did post it at one point. I think I asked Grace to see if she could find it, but she couldn't find it on the... Didn't I tweet that out, Taylor?
You did, but that tweet has mysteriously disappeared.
What?
I do remember seeing it years ago, but...
Get me Dorsey on the phone, damn it.
Hey, Dementia Joe, you're a practicing Catholic? You better keep practicing, buddy.
Yeah. Well, as long as he comes out against the Latin Mass, the Pope won't care what he does about abortion or anything else, any of the other violations of the Ten Commandments.
The only logical reason for calling anyone from the Biden administration high ranking would be because they stink.
They're the best and the brightest. Didn't you see that story in the Washington Post? They have spotless resumes. Their daddies all gave big bucks to the Ivy League colleges where they went. They have vacation homes in the Hamptons. They can get a reservation any Saturday night they want in Georgetown or in Chilmark on Martha's Vineyard.
What's happening in Afghanistan couldn't be bleaker. Yet Plugs is trying to put a shine on that sneaker. Although bereft, even the left knows there's never been a president weaker.
Yeah, I think they do know that. You know, it's something. He's what, 7-8 months in? And he's already at the absolute bottom. He's below James Buchanan as a president of the United States. He's far, far below, say, Richard Nixon or Barack Obama or Jimmy Carter.
Does Joe Biden think the Hindenburg was a complete success too?
It's the Hindenburg administration. That's what it, you know, I've seen that reference online. I think it'll get more popular as time goes on. The Hindenburg of presidencies, Joe Biden's regime.
You know, the climate's bothering John Kerry. Did you see the long face?
Oh, ho, 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 ho. The old joke. Do we actually have that sound cut of John Kerry talking? Oh, here it is. Cut 20. Let's play the entire cut of John Kerry.
Given the science and what's happening, that we're all going to be dealing with this, certainly for the rest of our lives, this challenge is as big as any that we face on a global basis. And China, my friend, plays a super critical role.
Given the science, I'm going to predict that right around December, January, we're going to have a real bout of global cooling here in the Northern Hemisphere. Next summer, I'm going to go out on a limb. I got a hunch. Heat waves all across the Northern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, though, it's going to be the reverse. That's what science tells us. And that's why we need a carbon emissions tax on people who drive cars that get 25, 30 miles per gallon. Not so much on me and my private jet and my five mansions.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Thanks for mentioning my heroic helicopter incident. I single-handedly saved the lives of everyone on that flight, including Senator Chuck Yeager and Lurch Adams. Because of my actions, I was given the Medal of Extraordinary Success by the Army Air Corps. Not a joke.
Yeah. He rescued a lot of people. I'll tell you, one he hasn't rescued is Muhammad, the guy who was actually there with the Arizona National Guard when they plucked Lurch and Chuck Hagel and Dementia Joe out of that helicopter when it went down.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the weekdays. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you can't get enough Chump Line messages or just like to hear your own message, and you didn't hear it, you want to hear it online, you can go to Chopped Chumps. That's our secondary chump line of the day. We post it online at around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the words of Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Thankfully, the NazareneFund.org is actively doing something, and we ask you to support their efforts.
As part of Joe Biden's surrender agreement in Afghanistan, the Taliban have promised to vote against the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom.
That's right. Vote early, vote often, as they say in everywhere. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Acting in self-defense shouldn't mean that you have to kill someone when defending my life and my family's. Our survival is my number one priority. Thanks to Taser, I'm ready. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com/Howie. Spell TASER.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which demographic is most frightened of COVID right now? Kids, college students, young and middle-aged women, or old people?
The reason I thought of this, one reason, was there's a story in the Washington Examiner a couple days ago. College students are living under hysterical levels of COVID-19 fear. 68% of students, according to a poll by Axios, think it is unsafe to speak closely with someone without masks when their vaccination status is unknown. 62% believe it's unsafe to attend an indoor party. 66% think dancing with others is dangerous under the same condition. More than 80% of college students view activities such as sharing drinks and kissing strangers as dangerous in terms of COVID-19 exposures. I'm not sure I believe that. Again, some of these students, like at places like Amherst College in Happy Valley, Massachusetts.
ZUMass.
Amherst College. This is Amherst College.
Oh, okay.
They're the ones who are really out of control on this. They're not. I don't think they're that scared. But anyway, what are the results?
56% say it's young and middle-aged women.
Karens, in other words. That's who I vote for.
20% say old people.
Okay, old people. Let's play a couple more cuts here. We're going to do a weekend woke here in a couple of minutes. But we have some more Biden sound cuts here. So this is Biden. He's talking to the rabbis, and he mentioned earlier that he used to have had dinner with his father, and incidentally, we ate. He said that. Incidentally, we ate. So he's rambling on now about the concentration camps and in World War II. Cut 26.
On my 16th birthday, of each of my children, I put them on a plane and take them to Europe. And the first stop I've taken them to was to go into one of the concentration camps because I wanted them to see how this can happen again.
It's a lousy Sweet 16 party.
And he said at the beginning, he said on my 16th birthday.
Yeah, I did catch that.
He had a lot of kids early on. keep going. Cut 27.
And the sign over the gate, you know, your work will set you free, et cetera. And visit where the chambers were, the gas chambers. And right next to it, along the fence line, were these beautiful homes that had tile roofs and everybody pretended they didn't know what was going on.
And the point being, Joe, cut 28.
And the point I'm trying to make here is that I used to think, coming out of the civil rights movement and being involved in the Jewish community as a kid in the civil rights movement.
He was involved in the Jewish community.
In Delaware. I used to think that hate could be defeated. It could be wiped out. But I learned a long time ago, it can't. It only hides.
Okay. Continue, please.
And I guess the point I want to make is that... I
thought you made the point.
It just shows that if we walk away from never again, it's going to happen again.
And then we go back into Golda Meir. He talked about Golda. Golda Meir is when he mentioned to his father that he and his father had dinner together and incidentally we ate. So now we're going back to that Golda Meir story. Cut 31.
I told you when I met Golda Meir, after she was going through that, flipping the maps up and down, she said, would you like a photograph? The part I didn't tell you, we walked out and we stood in that hallway, many of you have been. And we stood there, and there were camera people, and I was having our photographs taken.
Having our phonographs taken? Is that what he said? What were they, 78 RPMs, 45?
I was having our photographs taken.
Our photographs, not a phonograph, a photograph taken. Okay. Thank you. We'll be right back with The Week in Woke. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm so tired of the press misquoting Dementia Joe. I'm looking up at Fox right now. There's a quote, the climate crisis is here. Why can't they quote him correctly, Taylor?
The unprecedented flash floods in New York and New Jersey is yet another reminder that these extreme storms and the climate crisis are here.
So, please, tell the Murdochs.
He didn't say climate crisis is here. He said climate crisis are here.
The climate crisis are here. Let's get it straight, okay? Come on.
They're here.
Got to play. Before we do Weekend Woke, I want to play a couple more here. We're talking about, an interfaith marriage. And this is Joe Biden talking about that. Cut 34.
And we wanted to have a co-confessional wedding.
A co-confessional wedding. Does he mean perhaps co-officiated? Is that what you were trying to stumble out? Let's get back to the hymn, though. Again, let the dice shine upon you. We eventually got it out. Let the dice shine upon you. It's from the Book of Vegas. But here he is trying to set it up.
The Book of Hoyle.
Cut 35.
There's a psalm based, there's a hymn, my favorite hymn in the Catholic Church, based on a psalm. And it's a psalm that talks about life. And so I asked if that psalm, that hymn in the Catholic Church.
He's got such a grasp of theology on top of everything else. And then, of course, he knows a lot about folk songs, too, especially Jewish Yiddish folk songs. Cut 37.
And they played, and my mind's going blank now. What's the song that is played where everybody is on the chair? Everybody, I can't remember it anyway. And that's the song that was played.
My mind's going blank now. I think that's going to need to be on the loop, too. My mind's going blank now. Yeah, tell us about it. Okay.
I'm trying to think of Hava Nagila.
Harvey and Sheila Harvey.
That's how Joe Biden says it.
And Sheila Harvey.
That's Taylor's favorite guy, Alan Sherman. All right. Okay, it's time now. We go through the great moments in the week in Woke. And you can't make this stuff up. As I always tell the Globe columnists, don't bother to make stuff up. Just keep your eyes open and you won't get into trouble by printing fiction. But they never listen to me. Never. So we got the theme song for Week in Woke.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
And as we battle the climate crisis that are here, it's time to think about the Week in Woke. What do you got for us, Taylor?
We have several great stories, but first, it's looking pretty scant and pretty barren around this office, this studio. There's not much to look at, not much to do. Can we have a beehive, Howie?
A beehive?
A beehive.
I thought all the bees were dying because of the climate crisis.
That's one more reason we should have a beehive in this office. The investment company.
Well,
Nuveen,
if we don't wear masks, Taylor, per order of the CEO, why would we want to have to wear beehives over our beehive masks?
You don't wear beehive masks. You wear a beekeeper's suit.
A suit. Yeah. Why do we? If you don't want to wear a mask, why do we want to wear a suit?
Because it's something to do other than work, I guess. It's strange, but more offices are getting into having beehives in their office space. The investment company Nuveen has spent $120 million renovating its office tower on 3rd Avenue in Midtown Manhattan, and part of the renovations are two beehives on a 7th floor terrace. They hired a beekeeper to teach tenants about their tiny new neighbors and harvest honey for them to take home. Why are they doing something like this? Because office workers who were sent home during the pandemic often sought refuge in nature, tending to houseplants, setting up bird feeders, and sitting outdoors with their laptops. And now they
I get that, but I don't know how many people set up beehives. I mean, I know Sherlock Holmes, when he retired, he got into the beehive business.
Is that so? I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes. That's, I don't know if it's in the books, but it's in the radio shows that I listen to sometimes.
The effort seeks to give office workers access to fresh air, sunlight, and plants in tune with the concept of biophilia, which says humans have an innate connection with nature.
Biophilia.
Mm. Designs that include nature are shown to promote health
that's
and wellness.
That's kind of X-rated to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Stay away from the beehives if you're a biophiliist. But they do have nature-themed offerings, including treehouse lounges.
So they're having a problem getting workers in New York City and other metropolitan areas to come back to the towers. So this is their plan on Third Avenue on the east side to bring, come on back and get stung by a bee.
Yeah, I guess
if you don't get mugged coming off the train, you can get stung by a bee when you get to the seventh floor.
If you don't get stuck in the subway after historic flooding.
All right.
Police slammed for plan to give LGBT, the Q is missing from this headline, plus folk confidence by putting rainbows on cars. This is across the pond. The hate crime cars will be introduced in forces across the country. I think they could have come up with a better name than hate crime cars. That sounds like they're pro hate crime. They're cars that are driving around committing hate crimes. In a bid to encourage more victims.
Maybe they should have a demolition derby for the hate crime cars. They could all wreck each other.
Yeah, that would really be a rainbow of colors with all those cars crashing together. They're encouraging LGBT plus crime victims to come forward to police. As many as 80% of LGBT plus people don't report hate crimes to the authorities, according to Stonewall. But police believe their colorful cars will change that. Julie Cook, Deputy Chief Constable of Cheshire Police, say they all get the police insignia put on them as normal, but there will be normally something added on that is to do with the rainbow side of things.
The new governor.
She said governor. She said the cost is quite minimal, governor.
Gaw blimey.
But is assured that the impact is huge.
Huge.
So there's a picture online of the police cars. They're just regular patrol cars, but they're colored in rainbows.
508 says China is laughing at the lame U.S. workers in their beehives. There are many reasons to laugh at us in China right now.
How many hours do they work in China, and what conditions do they work under? And we have to have beehives and potted plants in order to come back. This is why we're losing. A Virginia middle school is removing urinals from the boys' bathrooms. Why? Because equity, that's why. Being accepting.
What?
It's bad enough that a middle school in Loudoun County, Virginia, has decided to remove male and female signs from its bathrooms. But now the same school is removing the urinals from the boys' bathrooms because a number of biological females who identify as males are offended by the presence of urinals. I don't know why
I'm speechless.
Why would you be offended by something that you aspire to use?
What about those trash cans in the female bathrooms that are for the disposal of certain things that you don't put into the toilets? Are they out the door too?
You mean the dispensers?
No, the disposal units for the things that
I see.
I don't want to say the word.
No, but they do install those in boys' bathrooms now. So it seems the boys' bathrooms are getting the short end of the stick here.
So let's play the cut from Elizabeth Warren talking about the abortion law in Texas, by the way. This seems an appropriate time to play that cut, 23.
What this law is really about is not stopping abortions across the board. This is about bearing down on the most vulnerable among us. It's bearing down on the woman or trans person or non-binary who's working three jobs, the one who's already stretched to the limit.
The transgender or non-binary who is working three jobs, who's getting pregnant?
Did you hear Jen Psaki's back and forth with a reporter today?
Yeah.
On this.
Yeah, I don't think I want to hear that. It's just stupid. Okay. It's just too stupid.
But somebody came back and said, is it now the White House's official position that men can't have babies?
You know what? That is a good point. Let's play it. Now that they put it in those terms, we should definitely. Oh, can transgenders and non-binaries have babies after all, or can they not? Which is it? Go ahead.
Why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions, and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected. Go ahead. I think we got to move on. I think we have to move on. You've had plenty of time today. Go ahead.
That guy is absolutely right. I mean, of course, anyone can become pregnant. Isn't that what the Democrat Party believes? Anyone could become pregnant.
Birthing people.
That's right.
As far as the Virginia Middle School goes, instead of removing the urinals, they could have also offered, there's a product on the market that women can buy or men who are biologically female can buy.
Can transgenders and non-binary people who are working three jobs buy these products?
If they can afford it. It's basically a prosthetic that you can carry with you and use if you are of the female persuasion. Even if you identify as male, you can stand at the urinal just like the real boys.
How about whizinators?
What is that?
You don't know what a whizinator?
No, I wasn't born in 1942.
Whizinators, that's what, when the NFL
contrary
put in,
to popular belief.
When the NFL, the National Football League, put in mandatory drug tests,
yeah,
whizinators allow you to use other people's urine when you're faced with those embarrassing random drug tests. And they busted people and cut them from teams. I remember a running back on the Minnesota Vikings was caught by the coaching staff with a whizinator in his luggage, and he was cut the next day.
So what is it? Is it just a bag of somebody else's
yes.
pee you carry around in your pants?
Right. So I mean, I think it's part of the paraphernalia, isn't it? In this new modern age that we live in.
917 says the prosthetic I was describing is called a sheenus. I've never quite heard it put it that way, but that is the week in woke.
Thank you, Taylor. 844-500-4242. I don't know. Maybe we need a termite farm here. Instead of a beehive, we keep some rotten wood.
Why
in
a termite farm? We could just have a regular ant farm like everybody else.
Termites, though, don't sting you.
How about sea monkeys? Can we settle on sea monkeys?
Well, we'll take it under consideration. I'm going to refer this to the HR department.
About an office hedgehog.
How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auction. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back and the diamond on your finger, all of those items were originally priced through auction. So when it's time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, your real estate, why not sell it at auction with J.J. Manning? Our clients are affluent and intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency-free in a competitive auction. There is no stigma and no distress in this process. Recent Howie Carr and Grace Curley listeners have seen upwards of 30 qualified bidders competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate traditionally, you pay the broker a commission, but in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is
failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. Traveling around New England.
Close your eyes, gang, as we hit the Kankamagus Highway. Just 4 miles to Mount Washington.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarShow.com.
Feel that New Hampshire air.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
But there's a poem that written by a famous Irish poet who said that he talked about the future, and he said the world's changed utterly. A terrible beauty has been born, but it can be made beautiful.
A terrible beauty has been born, but it can be made beautiful. Anyway, he was talking about, they remember the time the synagogue in Pittsburgh was shot up, multiple lives lost on a Saturday afternoon. And this is Joe Biden talking about it.
It was, I remember spending time at going to the Tree of Life synagogues.
He remembered going to the Tree of Life synagogue. President Trump went to the Tree of Life synagogue, but the rabbi was asked about it today, and he said it's not true.
Very fake news.
He didn't go. He made it up again. Like taking his children to the concentration camp on his 16th birthday. Not their 16th birthday, his 16th birthday. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Howie. Great sound cuts. Always a pleasure listening to your perusal of the bamboozle we're going through. Do you think Elizabeth Warren thinks she's really clever when she's being subliminal when she talks about the abortion issue, and she uses the words repeatedly bearing down and being stretched to the limit? Is she sending out the message to women?
I don't, Zebra, doesn't it just seem like she's just throwing out these phrases because she thinks they're PC? I mean, you're talking about abortions. Why would you throw in transgenders and non-binary people working three jobs? I mean, she's trying to get in all the Democrat cliches, isn't she? That's all it is.
Yep.
She's pathetic. So someone says, my wife used to work at Bath Iron Works, and she would catch people with those whizinators trying to pass their drug test. I can't believe you don't know you didn't know what a whizinator was.
Never heard of it.
781. When I was in the service, I whizzed for another sailor. It's a
rite. I wouldn't
go
around telling that story.
It's a rite of passage. If you're in the NFL or the Navy, Steve, very okay. No time. 844-500-4242. We're going to be checking in on the big Charlie Parker time when we come back with some of the people who are outside holding a deal for governor signs outside the Willow Bend Country Club. A lot of ambulances and hearses standing by for the geriatric geezer gathering. I'm Howie Carr.